The Tulsi Wahtuth Nation's Sacred Trust Initiative is showing their firm support for Wet'suwet'en Hereditary Chief's struggle to halt the coastal GasLink pipeline from coming through their territory. Since the start of August, hereditary chiefs from the Wet'suwet'en have been visiting indigenous communities and cities across the country as part of their Strengthening Our Sovereignty tour. They were in Vancouver Monday, August 15, at the inn officially welcomed by the Tsail Wahtuth Nation's Sacred Trust Initiative. Tsail Wahtuth leaders who spoke at the rally outside the CBC office made clear that Wet'suwet'en's struggle against a pipeline is also their own struggle. The Tsail Wahtuth and their Sacred Trust Initiative have been steadfastly opposed to expansion of the Trans Mountain Pipeline. The Wet'suwet'en have been under attack. Their land has been under attack. Their waters have been under attack. I've been there. I've had the honor to swim in your rivers, and drink right out from the river, and I know what you are protecting. And I know why, said Charlene Alec, a three-time elected member of Tsail Wahtuth Nation Council. What you know to be good and true in life is being punished by the federal government, by these industries. And there has to come a time where we realize enough is enough. The rally was preceded by a march organized by the Stop Fracking Around Environmental Group. Reuben George, spokesperson for the Sacred Trust Initiative, said the Wet'suwet'en's fight to protect their territory is part of the larger fight in the climate crisis. Everyone's desire to protect the earth should come as naturally as a parent's love for their newborn child, George said. When they're born and they're a baby and you hold them and love them, you create a reciprocal relationship with spirit between yourself and the baby. That's how we think with the water, with the land, with the air, he said. And we don't have to do big studies to figure things out. Look at the floods. Look at the fires. 50% of the animals have disappeared in my lifetime. George reiterated that despite the federal government's approvals in place and construction underway, the TMX pipeline will never be completed. 12 years later and it's still not built. We're not going to let it be built, he said. Hereditary Chief Namokes, John Ridsdale, drew attention to the violence his land defenders have faced from the RCMP in the name of forcing the Coastal GasLink pipeline through, but also expressed hope and resolve in light of the crowd of supporters who'd come to listen. It is more powerful to see you here and be with each other and be human than any kind of armament that they could send at us. When they come at us with such violence, it proves to us how weak they are. Bullies really do not like it when you stand up to them. And that's what industry and the elected governments are at this point in history, he said. We're changing history and for the better. Brichter at nsnews.com twitter.com/brentrichter